Literature ministry, book tables. We did some practical this afternoon. Well, here's the theory. We're a bit distracted today on a very important practical, and that also happens in missions. We had a shipment that had to get out. The technical side was not helpful. We had to make a few adjustments, and therefore that was a good practical. Otherwise, this would have been given before lunch. So, sitting at book tables, I'm going to start out with a few examples here. In America, book table being set out. It's on a Reformation 500 speaking tour. Went to Valley Church, which, in fact, is where Daniel comes from. And nice bunch of people. This is taken before lockdown, so that's why there's no social distancing here. But in 2017, I was invited on a Reformation to Remotest Regions conference in California at Valley Church. And as you can see, missions vision. And I had a book table that I could take with me, so I've got a variety of our books and videos here. You can see at the other end is the free literature and the clipboard, and there's the price list and so on. So this gives you an idea from the other side. A nice long table, and basically, because I had brought along with me some African print, Africa map with flags, tablecloth, I used that as the backdrop for the for sale, and then a plain white for the free literature. And then there's signs specifically saying free newsletters. And clipboard, prices clearly there, newsletters, and of course clipboard, pen provided, and so on. Next stop, Belgium. And here I may have less literature, but again I'm using the tablecloth for the books, and then the tracks to the side, free tracks, and the tracks that we had included in, of course, Belgian and French. And you can see Euro prices as well. The newsletters free, tracks free. Important to have things printed out in the different languages available as needed. Next stop, Holland, Netherlands, and I got up to the Bible Belt and had the opportunity of ministering at Bible College. We had a full-day seminar there in Reformation 500 at a school that also organized a whole range of opportunities for me to minister. My literature table's getting less because, of course, things are being sold, distributed, and this is the great thing about literature ministry. If you do it right, your load gets lighter the further you go. And so I've got less books, but I've got Euro prices and audiovisuals and so on. And then the highlight of a Reformation 500 year, we had 960 people gathered together in the Netherlands for a weekend camp conference, Reformation and Revival Conference, and what a magnificent place. Now here you'll see different types of book tables set out. You can see some people have got a particular stands where they've put the literature. Now, it looks a bit jumbled to me, but there's no doubt they've got a lot of great resources. And this is, of course, Nederlands books and great resources, all sorts of materials on there. You can see Ken Ham, Answer Genesis materials translated. And they've got their different prices written out here. And so that's one way of doing it. Well, by the time I reached the Netherlands, my book table was pretty meager. All I could do is get two round tables together, but I unified it with the tablecloth. And again, there's the clipboard, there's some of the literature, some of the books out there. That didn't last long. An example in Australia, going to Brisbane in Queensland. And this is one of the oldest Baptist churches in the Netherlands, and lovely place, a metropolitan tabernacle for Brisbane. And even here, of course, this is a very historic, magnificent church. The pastor who established this church was sent out as a missionary from Charles Spurgeon's Metropolitan Tabernacle in London. Well, what I often would do is take a little springbok to decorate the table. So again, got the tablecloth with the Africa print map, and that sets the tone, propped up against the wall behind. So putting books between each as dividers also makes it look neater. And you can put the videos that link in with the books as well. Of course, you've got the priceless Reformation 500 books and audiovisuals for sale, clearly there. And in the newsletters, separated out with clipboard. And this was, notice different tablecloths? The green tablecloth for the sale, and then the blue world map tablecloth for literature that's free for distribution. And so that's just another way of putting out a literature table, especially when you've got a nice backdrop to lean against. Bookie coming along as well at each of these places. So this was in Australia, Brisbane, Covenant College in Tennessee. Another opportunity for literature distribution. And again here, I just had plain white tables. For some reason, I didn't have my tablecloths. I think I was really short of space. But at any rate, the tracks, the newsletters, and then the books and audiovisuals further on. Trying to group things in their categories, Christian Action together, Frontline together. Trying to make things logical. If you've got Faith Under Fire in Sudan, then the Sudan DVDs. You've got Slavery, Terrorism, Islam book, the Islam DVDs. You've got the Great Essential Missions book, the Great Commission. Course, audio and video box sets, Putting Feet to Your Faith, they sort of tie together. And so, depending on the availability of space, the opportunities, those things you can prop against. And again, with less literature space, less literature than I actually had space for. But I think having a fluffy animal to take with you, the amount of people who'd want to buy my fluffy animal, I'd normally end up, I'd take a few of them as gifts to hosts, and at the last place, the last one would be given away. But I'd have a variety of these Springboks and so on to make nice gifts to families that have got children. Here we are in Tennessee, and if you've come across the Bodkins, not without my Return of the Daughters, and books and videos like that, it's not that complicated and so on. This is their church. That's Mr. Bodkin right there, and some of their folks coming from all over. This is one of the conferences we had, and so the book table that I had there, I had a bit more space on the walls, so I put up my Operation World Map, some of our posters, Pray for the Nuba, some of our literature, Victorious Christians. Again, small space, take Plastitech, posters. You can make a fair amount with the space that you've got. And by this stage, I was running short on newsletters. There's not much newsletters or tracks out, but that's also a good problem. Here's another conference. Where was this? Omaha. Right, Omaha, black tablecloth below, which is nice. They provide that. Added my green tablecloth for a bit of extra contrast. Springbok's still there. And clipboard. Audio visuals, this is several years ago. There's a lot more demand for CDs. These days people want rather MP3s, DVDs. Fair enough. But we used a lot of audio visuals. When you've got a lot of something, put the hard covers behind, soft covers in front, hard covers, soft covers, and so on. Trying to group things into categories, keeping the themes of Reformation, missions, discipleship, biblical principles. This is always good if you've got the opportunity at a church to put out a basket with the price list. If the price list can go in front, that's fine, but sometimes you don't have much space and people can lift up the price list, put the money underneath, take change, put it back. It's great in churches, especially on Sundays, if people have a self-service. And many places that works just fine. I can think of some place in the world where that probably wouldn't work very well. Might come back, find a table's gone, the basket's gone. Yeah, that can happen. But still, again, nice wooden table. That's quite pleasant. You don't even need a tablecloth for some of these places. But again, the theme, the propping up, being able to use your barrier books to make the displays more interesting. And it gives you a bit of a feel. Now, this is obviously a conference. The black tablecloths look like they're probably our tablecloths. Where would that one have been? Taryn's running this one. I don't think I was even... Oh, I remember this. This is on the way... It's in KwaZulu-Natal, just before you reach Transkei. What's the name of that? It's a Christian school and church there. And we had a display. It's both a church and a school venue. But at any rate, yes, so we had an evening meeting. We had a day meeting with the school, a bit of a seminar as well. Sometimes we have these folded displays that fold into suitcase or they fold into your bags. You can quickly fold it out and you've got an instant display. If you're short a space, we also can take these three-fold newsletters. It takes less space and sometimes easier for people to take it away like that. And we've put here a variety of stickers and precious feet along with the CDs, DVDs. And you can see the little pro-life button, lapel buttons. This would have been a home education event, because we've got our CLB pull-up banner, and we've got our ACA banner. Taryn's got this one set up. These are also our tablecloths that we've got here now downstairs as well. Where is this venue? I don't know if I was here. This looks like Taryn put this together, and I don't believe I was at that particular venue. I don't recognize the place. Anyone recognize it? At any rate, this was interesting. I was invited to go up to Middleburg. And, yep, some of these places actually put your name up big and bold. And prayer breakfasts, you can see this church was built in the 70s. That's the kind of styles I went for back then. I don't know about this business of putting flags on the steps like they stepping stones, but that's what they did. This is a place where I did one of the presentations on the message and the music, and some youngster came up to me and said he had just deleted 8,000 music items off his phone because he realized none of them were God-honoring. So again, separating your categories, trying to make use of propping, and if the curtains behind are like blinds, you can sometimes prop against those too. Gives more space. Again, if you've got high books, put the high books in the center or towards the back. Where you've got single copies, put them close to the edge, because at the edge of the table is where people leaning over, they're likely to knock over or damage piles of books. You want the piles deeper in. But again, you want a central focus. When a person's looking at the table, they've got to see what's the most important book. Well, here we're putting Faith Under Fire, Greatest Century books. They were the first things people should see. Tracts, free magazines, leaflets, please help yourself on the side, and some posters on the walls where possible in order to draw more attention to the table. You can see they've got flags around the side as well. Now, where was this? This is Kwasabantu Shulzendal, Mpumalanga, very close to the Swazi border. And again, on this occasion, this is Nelspruit. Nelspruit, Assemblies of God. And here we are at the William Carey School of World Missions. William Carey School of World Missions. And again, Taryn's put out this literature table. She's made maximum use of the space. You can see standing up videos and DVDs along the back. Really made a good use of it. I think this is... and here we are in that town, I'm just forgetting, Kokstad. There we go. Kokstad, KZN, just before you get to Transkei going up there into. And again, a lot of audio visuals. The tracks are all on that side. The free material's there. Often it's nice if you've got on this tablecloth color, it's the books that, you know, just in case people have a problem with the distinguishing. And here we've got a typical L frame, putting the books and DVDs on the one side, the for sales, and on the left-hand side, we've got the tracts, World Missionary Press, Gospel booklets, newsletters, clipboard for people to sign up on. When we've got banners, we've got banners. We roll them out. Helps people to be centered in, drawing people and making it easy, always leaving space for people to write on the contact details because we're wanting to get our contact details. When we've got videos and DVDs, this you can see we've got the pro-life and pro-family stickers. We've got the little precious feet lapel pins. Obviously, a pro-life type event primarily there too. And here, this is Petra. This is in the Transvaal at a seminar that I was running over the weekend there. The book table's up front and very nice people. On this occasion, anyone recognize the venue? This is the War Museum in Johannesburg. And so I was invited to one of their conferences to be a speaker at their arms and ammunition display people, some big conference there. And so I had a frontline fellowship table, again with the faithful green tablecloth, and putting out our newsletters, choosing things that are more to do with war and revolution. I was brought in to give lectures on the situation of war between Ukraine and Russia. And so that was particularly the main emphasis of the literature. I was dealing with military types, war museum. You can imagine the kind of materials one needed to bring in there. So that was the emphasis. And audiovisual, thick with audiovisual materials, books for sale, major conference. This was an evangelism expo held at Cornerstone University. So we had a decent amount of space. We took our stand as well. That's hard to transport without breaking it. So you've got to be really careful, wrap it in blankets, careful how you position it. Pull-up banners, of course. We've got the Christian flag. We just had a bit of a wall behind. We made the most of stands to put books on, different stands there, Perspex stands. Clearly, what's free magazines on this table, books on the other. And that was an evangelism expo. We had an emphasis both on the evangelistic material. It's an evangelism expo, so empowering your evangelism, Living Waters Africa materials up front. And again, always having free magazines, leaflets, please help yourself, leaflets. The Christian flag, big and bold. Notice these stands on the left and right. We've got these stands that you can open up. We had them specially made for ourselves with Perspex that you could exactly fit in A5 books or audiovisual DVDs and box sets, that it would give you extra space to communicate more. These Perspex stands are also great, and those are wooden ones that you can take less space on a table and also have a book visible from a distance. So that's the Evangelism Expo, an example of serious book table. Some people go to the extent of bringing in their gazebos, which is branded. That's another way that you can do things. They make a lot of use of pull-up banners on that side too, but we've got our pull-up banners. We were just reading a lot of New Testaments as well for outreachers, encouraging people to get involved in that. Now, here we are running a Reformation Fire Conference in Franschhoek. And at this, we've got pull-up banners up front, frontline, ACA, out in front of the Huguenot Monument. But we were able to have display in the hall of the Dutch Reformed Church in Franschhoek, where we were doing lunches and seminars afterwards. So we've made use of the space. We've got our big display boards for the Reformation. We have Perspex stands to stand up key books as well. Make use of the space. If you've got the space, we can use it. Everything's set up for the conference up front, but we've got what we're just reading with Sunday school material from Literature for Africa, some of the 95 Theses for Reformation Today, making use of the theme, the opportunity. Afro-Christian Action banner. Sometimes we've been given the opportunity to run a charity book table at Cavendish Square. This was tremendous. And we could set up these tables free. They didn't charge us. I mean, normally you pay thousands of rands for a contact table in the shopping center. But this was for charity book distributors. So ACA got permission to put up our display. So, of course, we had crates. That's what we bought these big black crates for originally, because the quickest way of making a vast amount of literature visible. And we took in our Perspex stand for magazines. We've got the other Perspex stand for books and videos. A pull-up banner, which sort of forms almost the door, because that's the way we walk in. This is how you use four tables. And we've got a little gap to come in behind there, so that covers the sort of entrance way for the person behind. We're standing up books facing spine outwards, and then we've got in these crates, so we literally bring the crates, load them in, and then when you get there, you just lift up the back ones upright, that it's better visibility. And we're making the best use of the space, propping some books against there. We've got prices, color coding on the side as well. You can see the prices with the color coding that people could choose quickly. Some of the lapel pins, crosses, precious feet, stickers visible. And part of these outreaches in the shopping centres was also to be able to get people to fill out our questionnaires. So we'd separate out the different categories of books that people could get hold of. And this is so everything from this particular, these sales, although a lot of the books came from Christian Liberty Books, all the proceeds would be donated to Africa Christian Action to meet with their requirements, because ACA is a charity. DVDs separated, different books, audiovisuals, Bibles, novels. And then we'd offer a free DVD with subscriptions to Christian Action magazine, for example, and a free New Testament with every spiritual well-being survey. Now, the spiritual well-being surveys were basically where the master and EE questions. Would you consider yourself to be a good person? How many of the Ten Commandments can you remember? If God was to ask you, why should I let you into my heaven? What would you say? Those sort of questions. How would you describe God? And we'd get into great conversation with people. This is tremendous. We'd be there for 4 days. 4 day charity book sale opportunities. And this is the whole time, from like 9 a.m. till 9 p.m. You'd need shifts of people. And this was a tremendous opportunity. We would sell anything from 12,000 to 18,000 rands worth of books and Bibles and so on in the space of a 4 day charity book sale. So that would be a nice boost for the ministry. We'd reach people, and would you believe the best sellers was always the Bibles. Very interesting opportunity.
For something like that, you're coming in and out again and again. What time frame would it take to set up a...
Oh, I would say we needed at least an hour to set up. But remember, we've done a lot of the prep work. We've already organized the crates. We've already organized boxes of what's going to go here. So we had our plan. You know, the literature is going to go here, the books are going to go there. But the fact that these crates, and they all, we can slot them in, we put them in the back of the bucky, we offload, we've got our... Well, actually, they provided the tablecloths. They chose the theme. It would be yellow and black. That was the theme they chose. Normally, shopping centres, they've got their... They'll say, we'll provide the tables, we'll provide the tablecloths. That's nice from our perspective, and the colour scheme suited us just fine. But I must say, yes, getting set up, if you've got a team of 4 people, 1 hour for setup is reasonable. You'd probably want to get started earlier than that. But fortunately, with those sort of places, it wasn't first come, first served. We were normally assigned a place. And sometimes we got really good spots. But again, you can see the importance. It's got to be neat. It's got to be clean. It's got to be interesting. But with charity book sales, we could actually have a lot more people, things out, because charity book sales, they expected you to have a lot of books available. And here you can see we're right at the premier spot. As people came in, it was really an outstanding. Now, we specifically made aprons with Africa Christian Action on. This was thought at the time to be a good idea. At night, we'd put these put everything to bed with our own black tablecloth covering it. And then next day, open. Of course, they had security through the night. But the tracks we put out, it's extraordinary that we had the permission for 4 years in a row to go and do an outreach in the middle of shopping center, and we did. Somewhere along the line, some LGBT characters objected to us because of some tracks and something somebody said. And so we haven't been invited back for the last few years, which is a pity. But I hope these other shopping centers will give us an opportunity again. But you can see just the amount of material we got out there, and we had to take new crates regularly in because we would sometimes sell so many. And it was just tremendous. The amount of things we offered free, sometimes to get more attention, we'd use balloons. And although some shopping centers don't like balloons, if you make it clear it's not with helium, it's on a stick, then they don't mind, because the helium balloons... you just let go and they stuck up at the roof and they look ugly and hard to get them down and so on. So offering somebody something free, whether it's a free New Testament or DVD or CD, like The Biggest Question, we found that works well too. So Taryn was the one who used to organize these the most. The Power of the Printed Page. Here you can see getting World Missionary Press gospel booklets out into the field, getting Bibles delivered. This is the sharp end, giving people the tracks, getting into the places, World Missionary Press gospel booklets, Zambia, Zimbabwe, Malawi, and here we are back to Cavendish Square again. And so you can see the other people haven't opened up yet, and we're already open. And you could see if we were quick, we would dominate the landscape there with the most interesting, attractive displays, get people in, get people signing up. And on this occasion, I don't think this is a good idea, having the stand and the pull-up banner right there at this. I presume that was meant to be sideways on. Maybe they just moved it this way to get in the picture, because you would think that you wouldn't want the pull-up banner to be obscured. At any rate, yeah, this is some picture taking that I was not part of. But at any rate, here you've got four people running a table, which is ideal. You should have two behind. You've got four tables to handle, and then two on the outside with clipboards, being able to get people to be able to sign up. This is another outreach we did. Love Handel's Messiah. My daughter and my wife have regularly sung in choirs Handel's Messiah. And the programs they give you are actually kind of, it's normally just, it's got the name of the next session. So what I did is I got some history of George Frideric Handel, and then I put every word, every scripture with the reference of all of Handel's Messiah. And we'd get there to these events, and I'd just be handing these out free to people. And they're so excited to get a program, and it's better than the program they've got to pay for 10 rand for, whatever. This has actually got details about Handel's Messiah, history of the Messiah, and it's got all the words, but it's all scripture. It's all scripture. And sometimes when they sing it, you may have trouble following because of the altos and the sopranos and so on. But if you've got the scripture in front of you, it's like scripture memorization. So I'd hand these out enthusiastically at these events, and my wife regularly told me to make sure nobody knew that I was related to her. But they were appreciated. You could see people following them all the way. That's a creative track designed for the event. So this is another one of our Cavendish Square opportunities, having these distribution opportunities. And the amount of people who were impacted, absolutely tremendous. So you can see, such a good spot to have. We couldn't have asked for better venues. And this actually came about through my wife, Lenora. Her Bells, the cancer survivors, they had a spot at Cavendish. And after doing it 1 year, all their people said, this is just too exhausting. So Lenora said, can I give this to Africa Christian Action? I said, no problem. So we sailed in on the cancer survivor Bells coattails, and we ran it for 4 years running. And so I must say, it was a tremendous boost and one of the best outreaches that we've had for ACA, to reach people in shopping centers who you wouldn't normally reach. So just something to think about. It does no harm to approach shopping centers in the areas. Could we put up a contact table? They might even have a time when charities can specifically set up tables. And so you want to make it clear, we're non-profit. If they want to say, yes, well, that'll cost 10,000 rand. We don't have that kind of money. This is just for a charity. So they normally have spots for that. So you all know this is what normally happens. You know about the verse about it's easier to get a camel through the eye of a needle than a rich man into heaven. Well, here you see we get these massive 20-ton trucks coming into our driveway, fitting them in and offloading them. And this is a large part of what happens here. Receiving, categorizing, filing, shelving, distributing vast amounts of Bibles and books. 100 tons to 200 tons of Bibles and books distributed absolutely free from this location every year. And it includes Gideon Bibles and King James and New King James and a whole range of, some of them are brand new, some of them are secondhand, some of these are library donations from somebody's estate. Sometimes these are from churches who've discontinued using pew Bibles. Maybe they've gone all electronic. And so the first thing is to sort them out, to categorize them. And by the way, this just to remind Comms what Comms DVD shelves used to look like and what they can look like. But I need to remind you that was when there was a woman working up at Comms. And the shelves looked a lot more orderly. And yeah, it does make a difference. So just a reminder, historical evidence that shelves can look really, really neat and organized and categorized. And you can find everything. There we are, photographic evidence. It can work. And it has worked. And just for you to have an idea what's involved in desktop publishing, here's a bird's eye view of Colin doing DTP, and he's got three screens that he can move things between the screens. I don't know how that works, but it's some kind of wizardry. And so this is, some of you already know how you do collating of the ring-bound books and manuals. And this is Francis, who is now Mrs. Cave up in Iowa. Shame. Poor woman. I'm sure she's homesick for South Africa, but still. And Joseph. And now we receive books and literature, just to show you how long we've been doing Literature for Africa. Anyone recognize these people here? Yep. Calvin was one of the earliest people involved in Literature for Africa. The first shipment we ever received came on a Friday evening at 5 or 5.30, and everyone had left. And I was the only one here, and we had no residents at that moment. And I phoned Lenore and said, bring all the children over. We're going to be busy all night, because they'd left the container outside. They'd broken open the seal, and they were going to come and collect at 8 in the morning. Had to offload it. So we just buckied backwards and forwards. And so that was the first offloading, not very well organized. This shows you how you can distribute if you had a conference in the field. In this case, I think this was Sudan. Maybe you were even doing this, Daniel? Or was this not one of yours?
I don't recognize.
Well, I wasn't here for this one, but this is what the team did. These are books that were giving to pastors, and so this was organized. I'm pretty sure it was in Sudan, one of those missions there. So these were books that were being delivered. One of my good friends, Jeffrey Kianga, getting boxes of books and Bibles. And in the field, we'd regularly be donating books to, these are teachers and training. This is a library for Covenant College at Petioka in Zambia, Excellence Christian Academy principal in Kabwe, and the Biblical Principles for Africa books being delivered to Parliament in Lusaka. They ordered the first 200 copies of Biblical Principles for Africa. These are some of our DTP, some of our own books that we've desktop published in our house at the mission. And downstairs you will see some of our Livingston first editions and some of the Bibles we've had printed literally for the field that we've organized and paid for. So over here, Jonathan organizes special projects. Here we've got being inspected, suitable Bibles, indigenous languages. In these cases, everything from Sesotho, Xhosa, Afrikaans, Zulu, any African language, Tswana. We get special project donations for these Zulu Bibles in order to distribute these to people who most need them and will most appreciate them. So they come color-coded as well. That's always very helpful too. And at different times, we've had thousands of special projects, Bibles, donated through our Literature for Africa ministry. In the field, people receiving the Word of God or textbooks for teachers. Anyone know where this is? You can see the flag. Country? Tanzania. Yeah. And can you tell what country this is in? You should be able to tell. If you can't tell, can you tell now? Must be the Congo, correct. It's French. See, French biblical principles, French, Romans and John. Where's the closest French-speaking country to South Africa? Congo. The largest shipment of Bibles smuggled into a Muslim country to that date, 1998, 9,800 Bibles and New Testaments in seven languages flown in by this DC-3 on this newly liberated airstrip with an ambulance we donated from South Africa, drove up from South Africa to get people from the battle front to the hospital. And this has also got Pat Matriciana, who of Jeremiah Films, who did the Sudan and Holocaust film on that same mission. DC-3s could take 3 tons of cargo. Cessna caravans could take 1 ton. This is 1 ton of Bibles that all fits in that Cessna caravan. And here we've got 3,000 Bibles. That's what 3,000 Bibles looks like. Do you know how much 3,000 Bibles weighs? 3 tons, because each one of the Bibles weighed 1 kilogram. I mean, that was just excellent way of working it out, but you can pull out our Moro Bible out of our glass cabinet near Christine's desk, and you can weigh it, and it's 1 kilo. And so literally 3,000 copies, 3 tons. You've got to know these sort of things. You've got to know the weight of the boxes. Anyone know what the weight is of a World Missionary Press Gospel booklet box? Sorry? 5 what? 5 kgs, yes. Right. So, there's 550 gospel booklets, each are 50 pages if you count the covers, and there's 5 kgs is 550 copies. And so, you know, 2 boxes, 10 kgs, and so on. I mean, it's just important to know your weight. And on planes, you've got to give exact weights to the pilots, by the way. This is our Bibles and Bikes project, giving bicycles and Bibles to chaplains in the Sudanese Liberation Army. And then, World Missionary Press Gospel booklets being delivered and distributed in Nub Mountains. Libraries for schools. Books for the people in the field. And these now are what Daniel and Hunter were involved in, with John Clifford distributing Bibles in recent operations in Nub Mountains. Bishop Bismarck with libraries for pastors. So putting Bibles in people's hands, especially study Bibles, very vital, valuable, important. By the way, this chaplain, he is one of the first chaplains, one of the first 4 chaplains I trained back in 1996. And he's still going strong. Chaplain Peter Jonathan. The Lord gave the word. Great was the company of those that published it. The written word can go where and when the human voice cannot. Literature is the most cost-effective way of proclaiming the gospel. It has no passport or visa problems. It knows no fear. It never loses its temper. It never tires. It is never discouraged. It can tell its story over and over again. It can be received, studied in secret. It speaks without an accent. It never compromises. The written word is more permanent than the human voice. A drop of ink may make a million think. So, this is what we are here for, to see that the word of God gets to Africa, to see that the people in Africa who need Bibles get them, to distribute World Missionary Press Gospel booklets, our own tracts, of course, electronic literature distribution. All of this is part of what we're operating in now. Now, digital libraries.